This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 15th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Sunshine graces Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. As night falls, expect mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports earlier today that the U.S. and Iran reached a principled agreement to extend the ceasefire beyond April 22nd. Also, Mariv notes, just in that Hezbollah-associated networks claim a ceasefire in Lebanon will start tonight, though Israel denies this. Also this hour. Why? Net reveals from earlier today that Iran secretly purchased a Chinese surveillance satellite before the war to monitor U.S. bases. Separately, JNS shares that the U.S. and Iran have reportedly agreed in principle to extend a truce, with talks ongoing over Iran's nuclear program. And finally, the Jerusalem Post informs us that an Iranian-backed drone attack in northern Iraq killed a Kurdish female opposition member earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. CNN reports show Iran rebuilding its missile cities, according to satellite images posted by an open-source analyst earlier today. Meanwhile, the Peace Communications Center highlights a first-time meeting between Lebanon's ambassador and his Israeli counterpart in D.C., posted earlier today. Fredman, a former U.S. National Security Council director, offers insights on future Iran-China relations and the Abraham Accords, shared this morning. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire extension, Israel Hayom notes that regional sources confirmed the U.S. and Iran's principled agreement to lengthen the ceasefire. This comes as negotiators address tensions over Iran's nuclear ambitions. A prolonged ceasefire could ease regional hostilities and open diplomatic channels. Turning to the reported Lebanon ceasefire, Mariv reports Hezbollah's channel claims a ceasefire starts tonight, yet Israeli officials refute this. The outcome remains uncertain, highlighting the fragile state of regional peace efforts. If true, it might temporarily reduce cross-border tensions. Meanwhile, the Iranian satellite acquisition, Ynet's report reveals that Iran has been using the Chinese-built TEE-01B satellite to track U.S. military activity. This raises concerns about Iran's surveillance capabilities and its strategic intentions in the region. Monitoring U.S. bases could strain diplomatic relations. On the diplomatic front, the U.S.-Iran truce talks, JNS highlights ongoing negotiations over nuclear issues, navigation in the Strait of Hormuz, and wartime compensation. These talks could stabilize economic routes and reduce military confrontations. Successful negotiations might lead to easing sanctions. Finally, the drone attack in Iraq. The Jerusalem Post details that an Iranian-backed militia targeted Kurdish opposition groups, resulting in a woman's death. This attack underscores ongoing regional instability and Iran's influence in neighboring countries. It could further complicate peace efforts in Iraq. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business alerts us to potential economic challenges as the tax authority postponed tax payments totaling 2 billion shekels last month. Separately, CTEC reports that Capsule Security, an Israeli startup, raised $7 million in seed funding to enhance AI security in enterprises. And finally, Mariv Business notes that the Consumer Price Index for March 2026 is due tonight, with expectations of a significant rise in the cost of living. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.